Yeah. Who likes presents to be a surprise, just not know? Who likes to know exactly what they're getting? That was both. Oh, you like both, okay. Well, I really like surprises, but sometimes they're not maybe quite what you thought they would be. And I've been given permission to tell this story, which has kind of gone down in family history. It was a long time ago, and it was actually birthday. And Ian hadn't asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I thought that was quite strange. And it got to about a week before, and he said, "I've got you something for your birthday that you've always wanted." And I thought, wow. He said, "You said something once, and I remembered it, and I've got it for you." So I spent that week pondering, thinking, what did I say? I wonder what it is. Anyway, I've got the present here. So this was what I got. So still in use. So when I opened my present, this is what it was. Anyone recognize these? Electric kitchen scales. Now, I couldn't actually remember ever saying that I longed for some of those, but apparently I did. Ian's got a lot better at present buying, and that just gets mentioned occasionally, like quite regularly. But yeah, he's so much better now. I just can't wait to see what I've got for Christmas. So, but when a present appears at Christmas, there are some questions that we often have about it. So if a present appears maybe at a family gathering, one is, who's it from? We need to check who it's from. We need to know who's it for. We need to know what is it, don't we? And then maybe when we've opened it and found that out, what do we do with it? Which is fairly obvious if it's chocolates, but if it's a game or something or a kit, we might not know. So I want to tell you this morning about a gift that's on offer to you, not just at Christmas, but all the year round. And I thought we could answer those four questions about it. So I'm going to need a little bit of help. I've got four presents here, and each of the tags answers one of those questions. If you come out to read the tag when I ask you to, you can keep the present, but don't get too excited. It's very small. It's not scales, but it's something little. So our first question was, who is it from? Do I have anybody who would like to come and find it? Come on then, come and have a look. So if you can pick this one up. Teddy, you do the next one, because I just saw this hand. So, who's the present from? Can you wait a minute and I'll tell you?
From God.
The present is from God. The gift is from God. You can take that present now. Thank you so much for doing that. You can wait there. Be ready. Not yet. Okay, I know you're keen. So, it says in the book of Ephesians, "For it's by God's grace you've been saved. It's not the result of your own efforts, but it's God's gift." So this gift is from God. So, Teddy, who is it for? Could you read out what it says on tag number two?
A gift for everyone.
A gift for everyone. Okay, so this gift is for everybody. I'm afraid that one wouldn't go very far, so you keep that one. But the gift we're talking about is for everybody. Jesus' disciple Peter said in Acts, "God does not show favoritism, but accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what's right." So God isn't giving this gift to favorites. It's for everyone. Okay, our next question, and I think the last two have been bagged here. So, James, the next question was, what is it? So what does it say? Can you read it?
New life.
Well done. A gift of new life. So it says in 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So this is quite an amazing gift. It's the chance of a new life with Jesus. Most of the presents we get wear out, get used up, but this one is forever. So the last really big question, what do we do with it? Can you read that out? accept. Yeah, sorry, that's probably my writing. A gift we need to accept. So, this means we need to take the gift that's on offer. Presents aren't any good if we just look at them, think they're lovely, put them away, don't do anything with them. When my Nana died, one of the things that was really sad was when we went to clear her little flat out, we pulled a big drawer out and found all the gifts that we'd bought her over the years, wrapped back up and put in the drawer. And we knew why. It was because my Nana came from a really poor background and she often felt she didn't quite deserve these things and needed to save them. And that was sad because she never got the enjoyment of them. I think actually she did, in that she enjoyed being given them, but she never used them. They never came to any use. God's gift to us is Jesus. Jesus came as a baby at Christmas, but he didn't stay a baby. He grew up and he did amazing things. And we've done lots of those stories, haven't we, at Messy Church, of the things Jesus did. And then at Easter, we remember that he died on the cross. And then he came to life again so that we can be forgiven for the wrong things we've done and we can get to know Jesus as our friend. So the gift that's on offer to everybody everywhere is the chance of new life with Jesus. With Jesus as our friend and getting to know him and walking through life with him. And many of us have chosen to do that. But we do have to choose to accept the gift. It's up to us to decide to accept Jesus as our friend. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have a little prayer time. And some people in our church are part of a prayer team, and they're going to be out at the front, around here and here, I think. And if actually you've never asked Jesus to be your friend, but you would like to, you could come and have a chat to them or pray with them. And that's the same whether you're a child or a grown-up. But if you're a child, bring the grown-up that you came with today. And anyone else who wants to, we're going to be handing out some little stars and some pens. And if you would like to write a little prayer or the name of somebody you would like Jesus to specially bless this Christmas, you can do that. And when you've done it, if you're happy for us all to see it, we're going to bring that board forward there, and it's got some double-sided tape on it, and you can put the stars on, and we'll end up with some lovely stars that we can pray some prayers at Christmas. So we'll get some people who are going to hand the stars out and the pens. We're going to have people here if you'd like prayer. And if you just would like prayer today for anything, you've got something that's really worrying you, you've got something that you're not happy about, or you've got an ache or pain that you would like Jesus to heal for you, because we really believe Jesus heals people, then come out and be prayed for today. Anybody is welcome. So we're going to have some music playing, and we'll do that now.